It's like a marathon. It's a long journey. In the race, there are obstacles that we need to overcome. All kinds of troubles, all kinds of problems. What would you do if you had all these kinds of problems in your life? You can overcome it by yourself, or you might need the help of others. As a believer of Christ, we need the help of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus said in the book of John 16 verse 33, "In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." In this world, we'll have trouble, but we can overcome it because our Lord has overcome the world and He is with us today. And that's why we are here, to follow our Lord. Today, I'm talking to you about Deborah. She was known as one of the great leaders in the history of Israel. Some people might have wondered how she became a leader, how she was chosen by God. In those days, it was very common for men to be a leader of the country of Israel. How God chose her as a leader of the country. How was this possible? The Bible tells us how God has chosen His people. And I believe that God has His own philosophy and God has His own way. Here I want to share with you 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 27. This is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. I believe that this is God's philosophy. This is God's way. God has chosen His people in His ways and in His time. And God is still looking for His people today. Before I talk to you more about Deborah, I want to talk to you about the book of Judges. This is our first time today. This book was written by Samuel around 1050 and 1000 BC. The book of Judges is different from the book of Joshua in many ways. In the book of Joshua, the people of Israel were very faithful and they were righteous in God. And Joshua was the leader of the country. Many people followed God. However, after Joshua died, there was no leader of the country for some years. During this period, many people of Israel didn't obey God and they worshipped idols. When we look at the book of Judges, 2 verse 18 to 19, when the Lord gave them a leader, He was with that leader. The Lord saved the people from the power of their enemies. But when the leader died, the people returned to their evil ways. The things they did were even more sinful. They served other gods and worshipped them. Here we see the cycle of the country. I just want you to look at the picture. The people of Israel sinned against God and God punished and they repented and they came to God and God delivered these people. This lasted for about 350 years. This happened in the book of Judges. When you look at the history of the country, when they were in Egypt, the same thing happened. They sinned and got punished. And they came to God and got delivered. When they were in the wilderness, the same thing happened. It was the story of the country of Israel. I believe that it is the story of believers of God today. And for these people of Israel, God prepared judges. God sent judges for this country. I want you to look at the book of Judges 2 verse 16. From time to time, the Lord would choose special leaders known as judges. These judges would lead the Israelites into battle and defeat the enemies that made ways on them. What have you got here? Judges are leaders for the army. In Hebrew, judges is Safat, which means deliverer or savior. In Greek, it is kritai. It is called judge. The English term judge means a person who settles legal matters. The judges are leaders, the leaders of the army, and leaders of the law. They played a very significant job in those days. They guided the country in a godly way. The people of Israel were chosen by God, and God gave them the rules and regulations they had to follow. It is called Torah. It is the law of God. As godly people, these were given to these people. And this is the promise between God and His people. If they didn't obey, and they were punished by God, but if they obeyed God, they were so blessed, and they were guided, and they were cared by God. Here we see Deborah. She was known as one of the great judges in the Bible. Do you know how many judges in the Bible? 15. 15 judges. 15 judges. Among those, Deborah was the only woman. Why did God choose woman as the leader of the country? The Bible doesn't say specifically about this, but I believe that Deborah was a godly woman, and God chose her as the leader of the country. We know that the country of Israel was having hard times, and God was looking for the right person. In God's eyes, Deborah was the right person. God appointed her to be a leader of the country. Our God is still looking for His people today. Our God is still looking for man and a woman who is leading the kingdom of God and who is doing the ministry of God today. The question is, how God makes a choice of His people? In what way our Lord can employ His people? Here we see the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verse 7. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. What does this mean? We people look at the outer appearance, but our Lord looks at our heart. Look at the history of the country of Israel. God chose David as the king of the country, and God chose Deborah as the judge of the country. Our Lord is still looking for His people. He might choose you as the leader of the kingdom of God. Now we'll get back to the Bible. Let us read the book of Judges, chapter 4, verse 1. After Ehud died, the Israelites once again did evil in the eyes of the Lord. Do you remember the cycle? People sinned and God punished, and people came to God and repented, and God delivered. Ehud was one of the judges in Israel. While he was the judge, many people followed God, and they were so blessed by God. Sadly, after Ehud died, many people turned away from God. Can you expect what happened next? Verse 2 says, so the Lord sold them into the hands of Jabin, a king of Canaan, who reigned in Hazor. God punished the people of Israel. God allowed the people of Canaan to defeat people of Israel. We might wonder how this was possible, because Israel was chosen by God. And as their promise, they had to keep the law of God at all times. The book of Joshua 1 verse 7 says, be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. The people of Israel didn't obey God. They broke the law of God, and God punished the people of Israel. Let us see what's going on. Verse 3. Because he, the king of Canaan, had 900 iron chariots and had cruelly oppressed the Israelites for 20 years, they cried to the Lord for help. It says that Canaan had 900 iron chariots. They were well equipped with weapons. But do you know how many weapons in the country of Israel? How many? According to the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 8, Israel had no weapons. Israel had no chariots. Can you imagine? It was like a war between a big and a small country. And it's like a war between a country of nuclear weapons and a country of no nuclear weapon. It would be impossible for Israel to fight against Canaan. What would you have done if you had been there? The people of Israel must have made their own efforts, but they realized that they couldn't do anything. Finally, they decided to come to God, because only God can do it. In this world, we might have hard times. To overcome them, we might make our own efforts. But don't forget that we cannot do anything without our Lord. Book of Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1 says, remember your Creator before the days of trouble comes. The people of Israel came to God. They cried out to God. And how God answered these people? Verse 4 says, Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidus, was leading Israel at that time. God appointed Deborah as the judge of Israel. Deborah means bee. It includes the meaning of being diligent, industrious, useful, sweet to friend, and sharpening to enemy. God used Deborah to deliver Israel from the captivity. Even though she was a woman, she was so faithful and she was righteous in God's eyes. Still, our Lord is looking for a man or a woman who is faithful, who is righteous in God. Talk to your neighbors. talk to your friends. God is looking for His people. And God is looking for you. That is right. God is looking for His people in His time and in His ways. God used Deborah. In verse 5 says, she held court and the Israelites came to her to have their disputes decided. As I said, judge is a leader of the army and of the law. The judge guided the people of Israel based on the law of God. And the judges settled legal matters. So they were able to follow God. God was with godly men. And God was with Deborah. Because she was righteous. And she was so faithful in God's eyes. And she said in verse 6, go and take with you 10,000 men of Naphtali and Zebulun and lead the way to my table. I will lure Sisera, the commander of Jabin's army, with his chariots and his troops to Kishon River and give him into your hands. God used Deborah to rescue people of Israel. As you know, it was impossible for Israel to defeat Canaan. Israel had no weapons, but Canaan had many weapons. However, God was with Israel. God was with the people of Israel. Nothing is impossible with God. Our Lord, God can do it. If God is with us, we can do it. If God is with us, we can do it. Barak, the commander of the army of Israel, realized that God was with Deborah. And he asked Deborah to be with his army. Verse 8 says, Barak said to her, if you go with me, I will go. But if you don't go with me, I won't go. This is a great passage. Barak was wise enough to lead the army of Israel because he made sure that Israel could defeat Canaan if God was with him. Then he asked Deborah to be with the army of Israel. We can apply this into our lives. We need to depend upon God. Remember, if God is with us, we can do it. If God is with us, we can do it. And verse 14. Deborah said to Barak, go, this is the day the Lord has given Sisera into your hands. God was with Deborah, and God was with the people of Israel. And God used Deborah to deliver the country of Israel out of the captivity. The same God is still with us. God sent His Son Jesus to save His people from their sins. And God sent the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is with us. He helps us how to come to our Lord, how to live and how to walk here in this world. And I believe that God has called each one of us to serve God and His people. And that is why we are here in this church. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 27 says, God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Our God chose us as disciples of Christ. We might be foolish in the eyes of people, but we are great. We are marvelous in the eyes of God. And our God chose us. He chose us as disciples of Christ. And He chose us to teach and preach the Word of God. Let us work together Let us cooperate each other. Let us build the kingdom of God here in this church. Let us build the kingdom of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for what you have done for us. You told us, in this world we will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. We might have troubles and hard times living in this world, but we don't be afraid, because God is with us. Our Lord Jesus has overcome the world. Please help us to follow you, no matter where we go and what we do. Be with us. Bless all of us here in this church. Thank you, Lord. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.